We're up to Shin Ayin Dalet, Seif Beis. It is on page Resh Mem Dalet, in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, which comes after page 486. Okay, Beis. Top of the page. Hoya Koisel Ben Shtei Chatzeros Ve'erva Kolachas Li'atz. The case we're about to learn now is the opposite of the case that we discussed yesterday. We have a courtyard, two courtyards, and there's a wall dividing the two courtyards. The erva kolachas liatzma, each one, each courtyard has made their own eruvei chatzeros. So when Shabbos begins, everyone is happy. There is no opening between the two courtyards, or even if there is an opening between the two courtyards, it's only a halachic pesach. They have chosen to be separate. Courtyard A has their own erev, courtyard B has their own erev. Everyone can carry from their home to courtyard A, and everyone can carry from their home to courtyard B, but they may not transfer from courtyard A to courtyard B. And then, suddenly on Shabbos, the wall that divides courtyard A and courtyard B collapses. So now, it's one big open area. Okay, this is the opposite of the case we learned yesterday. Yesterday we learned we had a situation where there was an opening between, and they had one big joint eruv. And now on Shabbos, suddenly a wall descends. How does a wall descend on Shabbos? So we learned yesterday that the eruv was only because there was a little teeny opening. There was a small little opening that was dalet upon dalet, and there was a rainstorm, and somehow part of the wall caved in, and that little opening now closed up. So now all of a sudden they're separate. When Shabbos began, they were together, and now they're separate. So we learned yesterday, it's okay. Kevon shehutro hutro. We learned the Rambam schiddish, and we learned the Mechaber schiddish. Fine. Now we're discussing the opposite situation. When Shabbos begins, they were together, and now on Shabbos the wall collapses. So now we're discussing the opposite. When Shabbos begins, they're separate. Two separate courtyards, and now the wall collapses, so now it's all together. What do they do? Is there a problem? So here it says, the wall collapses, it's okay, each one can continue doing what they were doing until now, can carry from their home to their section of the courtyard, even the utensils that were stored in the house, because kevon shehutra hutra aval chotzer shnifetzah b'shabbes l'rishus haram, but this halacha is only where everything is said and done. You still have four walls surrounding yourselves. But if you are in a courtyard where the fourth wall is breached to the rishus harabim, as we learned this many times, and you don't even have four walls, it goes without saying, you are no longer allowed to continue carrying in Shabbos because you now breach to the Rishus Harabim. Avol Chotzer Shnifritza B'Shabbos L'Rishus Harabim Oyel Karmelis Oser, no longer are you allowed to carry on Shabbos. Okay, that's a similar halacha. Let's go to Gimel. Chotzer Ketano Shnifritza, you don't say, let's review that halacha. You don't say Kevon Shehutra Hutra, where you don't have four walls. So if you live in a community where there's an Erev, and on Shabbos the Erev is broken, it goes down, you're not allowed to continue carrying on Shabbos. You don't apply the principle of Kevon Shehutra Hutra. The principle of Kevon Shehutra Hutra is only used in regard to Eruv Echatzeros, where you have four walls. So Minat Torah, you're allowed to carry without any problem whatsoever. Midrabanon, they made a decree, you cannot carry from your home to an area that's shared by a group of people. If when Shabbos begins, you can do so, then even if something goes wrong on Shabbos, it's okay, and we have all those scenarios. But where the wall is breached, and you no longer have four walls, that's it. Just because when Shabbos began, you had four walls, that's not an excuse. Does not mean you can continue carrying on Shabbos. You must stop carrying on Shabbos. If the Erev breaks, if the Erev one of the one of the telephone lines goes down, or the Tzuras HaPesach, whatever you have goes down, you're not allowed to continue carrying on Shabbos. The issue that people are familiar with is it a good idea to tell people this? Because people don't want to hear. They don't want to hear the Erev is not an operation. If every single year you live in a community where you're spoiled, where it's unheard of that the Erev is down, and this week the impossible happens, and the Erev is, how could it be in such a big community, there's no Erev, the Shabbos, how could it possibly be? How could it be such shemazels? And someone didn't make sure that it's good for Shabbos. And people don't want to hear this information, are you mechuyif to tell them that the Erev is down? They're not going to listen to you. You know they're not going to listen. They'll continue to carry on Shabbos. So then there's a svara mutav shiushaygin v'al yuhu meizidin. But api halacha, it is poshut. You're not allowed to carry. If you're Yerush Shemayim, you don't carry. You're not allowed to carry. It's also, there is no Erev anymore in Shabbos. Only in this limited halacha, where it's a matter of Erev Chatzeros, do we apply this principle. Halacha Gimel. Shiv Gimel. Chatzer Ketan Shnivitzel L'Kodim Shabbos B'Milul L'Gdolok. Now we're discussing two courtyards. So we have a very nice picture on the right side. Okay, they only give us one picture. It's all we really need. We have here the picture on number 15 on the right side. Let's study the picture and then we'll run through the halacha very quickly. We have two courtyards. We have the big courtyard and the small courtyard. Now, in order for someone to carry from his home to the big courtyard, let's say someone is living in one of the homes in the big courtyard, one wants to carry from his home to the big courtyard, it goes without saying he must make an eruv chatzeros with his neighbor. If someone would want to carry from a home in the small courtyard into the courtyard, it goes without saying he must make nevichatzeros with his neighbor. Let's say they want to carry freely among themselves from one courtyard to the other courtyard, so the ideal thing would be for all four homes in this example to join together in one single erev. Here is the situation. The two homes in the larger courtyard have made among themselves an eruv chatzeros, but the two homes in the smaller courtyard have done nothing. They have not joined among themselves. Or, let's, for argument's sake, at this moment, each courtyard has made an erev among themselves. Are they allowed to carry in their own courtyard? So in this case, we have a problem. Because the wall of the small courtyard that opens into the larger courtyard is completely breached. So as far as the small courtyard is concerned, it's missing a fourth wall. And it opens directly into another rishus with whom they have not joined together. So the question is, are they allowed to carry from their home to the courtyard without a fourth wall? So basically the answer is no, because they're missing their fourth wall. Now the next question is, well, if they have that problem, they are considered to be open to the larger courtyard, does that automatically mean the larger courtyard also has the same problem? They have a breach into another rishus with whom they are not joined together. So the answer is, in this case, it's not a problem. Because in this case, exactly the configuration we have in this picture, the larger courtyard does have a fourth wall. If you look at the end of the wall, you see there what's called the gifufim. The gifufim means those small little sections. Those small little sections are larger than three tefachim, and they serve as a fourth wall. And the breach in the fourth wall is such that it is less than 10 amos. So the rule is, anytime you have a breach that is less than 10 amos, which is flanked by sections that are at least 3 tefachim on either side, you have a fourth wall with an opening. All you need for a fourth wall is a section that's 3 tefachim wide on each corner. And then the opening can be considered a pesach, an entranceway, as long as it does not exceed 10 amos. And that is exactly what we have here. So as far as we're concerned from the perspective of the larger courtyard, we have, we have four walls with an entrance. So they are in business. They can continue carrying from their homes to the courtyard. But from the perspective of the people in the small courtyard, they only have three walls. They have nothing. They don't have anything on their side which can be considered for them a wall, and they are not allowed to carry from their home into the courtyard. The only exception would be is if, and I notice in this picture, the wall juts out into the larger courtyard a significant amount. And the Mishnah Berurah says that amount must be at least 2 to 3 tefachim. I don't know why the numbers, where you draw the line 2 to 3, but it juts out 2 to 3 tefachim. If it would jut out less than that amount, we can consider the gifufim, those small sections of wall on the left and the right, to be walls for the small courtyard as well. Now you will ask, how can that be? But the people in the small courtyard can't even see those walls. The answer is, there's a concept that nireh mibechutz, if the walls can be seen from the outside, even though it's shaveh mibefnim, they cannot be seen from the inside, they are considered halachic walls. And that's exactly what we have here. We have nireh mibechutz, the shaveh mibefnim, only in a situation where the amount that the walls jut into a larger courtyard is less than 2 amos. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah. That's what the Mechaber Mishnah Berurah say. Now, I don't know exactly. Okay, let's see. Let's read inside. Chatzar Gimel Chatzar Ketana Shenifritzal Kodim Shabbos. This was before Shabbos. It was breached. Bimilua in its entirety. Ligadoila to the larger courtyard, like in the picture. The Ein Bepirat Yotzei Me'Esar Amos. And the breach, the entire width of the small courtyard, is less than 10 amos. And that is critical, because if it's more than 10 amos, then it's larger than what can be considered a halachic Pesach. And then when we focus on this breach from the perspective of a larger courtyard, it's no longer a Pesach, it's a breach. Gedola Muteres. The larger courtyard is permitted to continue carrying from their bayis to the courtyard. But uketana, the smaller courtyard, asura. The only solution for the small courtyard, if they want to carry from their homes to the courtyard, is if they join together with the residents of the larger courtyard. Then they're one big happy family. But if they only want to join among themselves, it's not sufficient, because they're missing the fourth wall. Fehainu, when is this true? When is there a problem? Kishenichnasin koisle ketana ligadola, where the walls of the smaller one jut into the larger courtyard. Uchashakosle ketana muflogim shloishetvacha mikosa urcha gadola. And when is the larger courtyard mutter, where the gap between the walls of the small are distant from the edge of the walls of the large by at least 3 tvachim? So we have the gifufim. The sections of wall are at least 3 tvachim on the left and the right. That can serve as a wall. Diim loy kain, if that's not the case, haisa ketani teres aydei nira mebechutz ha-shabbatim, because now this goes back to the beginning of the same, but if the wall does not enter, it does not enter a significant amount, which the Mishnah Berurah says is 2 amos, into the larger courtyard, then we can consider the gifufim of the larger courtyard to be walls for the smaller courtyard, because of the principle of nireh mibachutz v'shava mibifnim. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Yotes. Dim loikein hoisa ketana muteres rotsa laimar. Dim loha yinichnasin ubotim kosa ketana l'gutsuch gdolo. If the walls of the smaller would not extend into larger, hoisa gam haketana muteres diafal gav v'shava mibifnim. Even though it's inside, when you stand inside the small courtyard and you look outside, you don't see any walls. You don't have anything to the left or the right. The fourth wall is completely breached. The breach is complete. It doesn't matter. If you would leave that your courtyard, you go into a larger courtyard and look from the opposite direction, and therefore, Masha Enkein, skip the brackets, Masha Enkein, Kishaboltim Kosakatan L'Tzercha Gedola. That's only true where the walls do not jut, they do not extend into the larger. Masha Enkein, Kishaboltim Kosakatan L'Tzercha Gedola. But if the walls of the smaller extend deeply into the larger, like in the picture, like you see in the picture of 2-3 amos, they extend into the picture, Nikar, when they extend 2-3 amos, like in the picture, then we no longer associate those extensions on the left and the right with the smaller courtyard, and we can no longer consider it to be, we no longer can consider it to have 4 walls. Okay, let's go to Dalit. New halacha. A similar halacha. Okay, there is no picture here, but we have to try just to picture this in our mind. It's the same idea. Gag. Gag katan shenifratz koydem Shabbos b'milul gag gadol. We have two homes. Okay, picture this. We have two different homes. One is a small home. It's the same principle as this. We have a small home. We have a large home. Okay, so let's make a large one. Okay, you have, here is a home. Here's a piece of property. Okay, this is the roof. Two mishnah berurahs, two booths. It's a very large roof. And then right next to this structure is another structure. So here's a bird's eye view. We're in a helicopter, we're looking down, and we see two roofs. We see the roofs of this very long building, and we see the roof of a small building. Okay, and there's no, it's flush. There's you paint a marker. This property belongs to Reuven, and this property belongs to Shimon. It's a roof. Am I allowed to carry an object from this roof? Does this normally a roof is a reshus to itself, and you're allowed to carry, you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. Okay, let's see inside. Ga katan shenifratz koydem Shabbos b'miluo liga gadol. Small roof opens up flush into the big. There is no markers. There's no wall separating the roof of this home to this property. So the rule is also lahaloi salav kelim sheshav subabayis the gadol mutter. Fascinating. This lower bayis, there's a little window, and you want to bring kelim from downstairs in your home, right? It's a nice day, and you want to have a meal on the roof. So you want to take table and chairs and some food from your bayis, come upstairs and sit down on your roof and enjoy the roof. The answer is no, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to carry anything on this roof, take from your house. Why? But it's my Rishus HaYachid, it's my property. It's the Choyrei Rishus HaYachid. It's an extension of the Rishus HaYachid. We'll have to see a little more details in a few moments. But the reason why you're not allowed to carry from your home into this roof is because this roof is open flush into this roof. And basically this roof does not have a fourth wall. What are the walls? Why am I allowed? Let me take a step back. Why am I allowed to carry, take utensils from my home and bring them to the roof? Where are the walls? Look at a simple case. Here's one building. Why am I allowed to take kelim from my house? I'm going in a case where there's no mic. Really, there should be a mic. There should be a... If you have a mic, you have a fence. A mic means a fence. If you have a fence around the four walls, so you are enclosed, you're in business. But we're going in a situation where there's no fence. It's a flat roof. It's a danger. Someone just takes the wrong step. Off he goes, right? It's a flat roof. So where are the walls? Where are the walls? How am I allowed to carry on this roof? Forget about the danger. How am I allowed to go on Shabbos and walk around up here? But so what? Where are the walls? Good asik. We say in halacha that the walls of the bayis extend all the way to heaven. They are virtual walls. Okay, the walls of the bayis are at least 10 tefachim. So the walls that are 10 tefachim, it's as if they extend all the way to heaven. And when I stand on my roof, it's as if I am surrounded by four real walls.
Even though there's nothing there at all.
There's nothing there at all. It's air. It's halachic walls, virtual walls. Where are the virtual walls? The wall, the physical wall that goes up, right? The physical wall that goes up. This is the roof. So there are walls. This wall is a real wall. It's 10 tefachim high. In halacha, we consider it to go all the way, keeps on going all the way up. So I have a wall here. 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 So wonderful. I'm in business. So therefore, I'm allowed to care. If I have a standalone building and I have four walls, every building has four walls, obviously. So that's it. I'm in business. What happened? So why is this case a problem? Why in this case is it any different? This is a standalone building. I have no problem. I'm inside. It's a beautiful day. I want to have a picnic on my roof. I climb up the steps, go into the window. I come out. I go out. I can do whatever I want up here because I'm enclosed in the Rishus HaYachid of the four walls. In this situation, it's worse. Why? Because my little building is open. My roof is flush with my neighbor's roof. There are two attached buildings. He has his building. I have my building. And we're attached. It's an attached building. And we have the same number of stories. We both have a 5-story building. And our roofs are flush. So you would think he'll go to his roof, I'll go to my roof. No, why not? Because on the roof, even though it's true there's a wall, a virtual wall around the entire structure, even though there's a virtual wall around the entire structure, but this building opens, this building.
You knew the front door.
But you knew how to get back in.
What?
That's the trick. You knew
how
to get back
this
in.
Time. Sorry.
The problem is that the roof is open to this person's roof. So this roof no longer has 4 walls. It has 4 walls, but the problem is it's a neighbor to this building, and this building, at least practically speaking on the roof, they open one into another. This is owned by one person. This is owned by one person. We have not joined together in the roof echatzeros. So my roof, my building, only has 3 walls. 1, 2, 3. The 4th wall is completely open into a new rishus. From the perspective, let's look at his perspective. This idea is exactly the same thing as we had in the picture. But instead of it being a courtyard, it is a roof. The person in the building, in this building, has 4 walls. What are the 4 walls? 1, 2, 3. And here is a section of wall 4. Here is a section of wall 4. And this area, we're assuming, is less than 10 amos. So it's a Pesach. A Pesach is not a problem. As long as you have 4 walls, you can have as many doors as you want. 1, 2, 3. A section here, a section here, counts as a halachic wall, and the area over here will count as a Pesach. No problem. The person over here can take utensils from his home and come to his roof. But the person over here only has 3 walls. 1, 2, 3. The 4th wall is completely open to this structure. It's completely open. There is no 4th wall. Therefore, if he will take an object from his home and bring it to the roof, he's now bringing it to an area that is not allowed, that's not enclosed, because it's open to another rishus that is not his, that he has not joined together in an Erev. So he is not allowed to take an object from his home and bring it to the roof, because he's going now into a rishus that only has 3 walls. But from the perspective of the person from the person living in the larger courtyard, he has 4 walls, he is allowed to bring something from his home up to the roof.
Where does he get his 4 walls from?
Like I said, here's wall number 1. Right? You following? Wall number 2.
Right.
Wall number 3.
Right.
This little section here is part of wall number 4. It's more than 3 tvachim. And this section is wall number 4, part of wall number 4. And even though it's breached, the breach is less than 10 amos. Wall 4 is of these 2 sections. Look. Let's have this.
So it doesn't help the guy, the small guy, that it's less than 10.
No, because it's from his perspective, it's completely open. This person, from his perspective, he's smaller. That's why we're matching the Godol and the Katan.
So what if he made something on that?
Of course, he made something. Of course, he can solve the problem. We'll go in the case we did not make anything. We want to bring out the principle, the concept. Where he did not do anything, so he's the guy caught on. He doesn't have any. He has 3 walls. The 4th wall, as far as we're concerned, doesn't exist because it's open. It's completely open into another rishus, which he has not joined in an Erev. So if he will take an object from his home, it's like taking it to the street. Just like you can't take an object from your home into the street if you have not made an Erev v'chatzeros, even though there are 4 walls. If you have a city, and the city has 4 walls that completely enclose the city, it's a rishus sayachet. Granted, there's no prohibition in the Torah to carry on Shabbos. But if you don't make an Erev v'chatzeros, you're not allowed to carry from your home. If he'll take out from his home into the street, he's doing an Avera. If he'll take from his home and go to the roof, he's doing an Avera. Why? I have 4 walls. Not in this case. In this case, you have 3 walls. Your fourth wall is completely open into a different rishus that you have not joined together with an Erev. So that's what it says here. Let's read one more time. Dalit. Gag, a small gag. Shenifratz koydim haShabbos b'miluo in its entirety legagodol. So Katan, the resident of the small home, who now wants to go to the roof on Shabbos, osur lechaalois olav kelim sheshav subabayis, because he doesn't have the fourth wall. The gadol mutter. Let's see Mishnah Berurah chaf dalit. Kot nosal halois tahare nifrats lirishus chaveroi haosur lo sheshav subabayis. We're only referring to kelim that rest in the house, because anything that's on the roof, that's no problem, because you're allowed to go from one roof to another. That's a separate issue that we learned before. So let's leave that. Let's go to chavav. The large one is mutter. Lahitzi klebayis al gagoy. Why? The gag hakotan legab legabe nechshav ke pesach ba'alma kevan she'ein bo yosem me'ez almas. Exactly as we explained. Okay, now let's finish the simon. But now, for who this? Now this is telling you a side halacha. This is not really the focus of this simon. But I'm just telling you, Derek Agav, we had this before at least once. The who sheyiyu mechitzos habayis nikaros lemish omid al hagag avlam eina nikaros kigoin shehagag boilet alehem havei karmelis elim kein pesuach lo mehabayis chalon arba al arba. He's just teaching you the rule of good asik. Let's discuss a civil case. Let's say we have one structure. Okay, here's my structure. I'll stand it up, make it more understandable. Here's my structure. I have a bias. Okay, it's a five-story building. It's nice and tall and narrow. And of course, we're dealing where it's more than 4x4 tzvachim on top. So it's a real bias. And there's the flat roof. And there's no walls on my roof. Am I going to carry on the roof? Of course. Where are my walls? How could I carry on the roof? It's open. How could I take something from my house to the roof? We'll carry on the roof. Good asik. We said, in halacha, we view the walls of the building, to even though since they're more than 10 tzvachim, as if they extend all the way to Shemayim.
Virtual walls.
So when I'm standing here, I'm really surrounded by four walls. The only time we say good asik is where the walls are flush with the roof. But what happens if you have a roof like this? Real building, right? You have a roof, you have a building, and then they build on the top of the building a patio like this, which overhangs a significant amount, more than 4 tefachim. The shear is 4 tefachim. So let's say many feet. You don't really see buildings like this. You see buildings like this? Small houses where the roof is wider than the building itself? I don't know. But this is the situation.
You have some high of a house, lower roof, extends beyond the frame of the
flat
house.
Flat? A flat roof? You have roofs like that.
It's a
flat roof.
It has to be flat.
Flat. Flat roof. So in this case, do we say good asik? The answer is no. You don't say. Because good asik is only where it's flush. Where you have something like this, where the roof, where the flat surface on top extends out more than the walls, more than 4 tefachim, you know how to carry. This is not a rishus hayach. This is a karmelis.
This on some brownstone.
What?
Brownstone.
Okay, could be. This is considered a karmelis. There are no walls. It's like you're going out into a place where there are no walls. Now, it's not a rishus harabim. This goes back to the beginning of everything we started with. Very beginning we learned the schelik mishnah berurah, because you don't have 600,000 people exactly walking around up here, right? So it's not a rishus harabim. It's a karmelis. What's a karmelis? A karmelis a rishus. It's not here. It's not there. Karamal, right? It's not here, not there. So what do? You can carry only dalamas. We treat it. Don't worry about it. It's okay. We treat it like a rishus ha yochid. You're not allowed to carry in a karmelis more than dalit amos. You're not allowed to carry from if it was a flat like what
amos or
amos more than dalit amos. So that is the law. So this is all he's telling you to decipher. We have here the situation. We have our roofs. We have the large and the small. Right? We have large. Five-story building. This is what it looks like from the roof. So, and there are no walls on top. So first, Mechaber tells the basic halacha. You're living over here, no problem. Because here you have four walls. All but it's flush, open to a rishus that you do not shear. It's a Pesach. I got my little shtickle here. A shtickle here, a shtickle there. That's my fourth wall. This open area to another rishus, it's a Pesach. But from the perspective of the person, of the small person, you only have three walls. Now notice, this is something very interesting. By the courtyard, we didn't say this. What did we say in the courtyard? Let's go back to the picture. Picture on the page number 15. The only reason why it was a problem for number 15 was because the wall of the courtyard extends in to the larger 2-3 amos. If it did not extend into the courtyard 2-3 amos, less than that amount, what do we say? They both can carry in their own rishos. Why? Because just like this section is a wall for the larger, it also serves as a wall for the smaller. It's called nire mibichutz v'shava mibifnim. It's alam v'shalach. That's what the Mechaber said. It's nire ketana niteris right before dalet. Nire niteris hayde nire mibichutz v'shava mibifnim. It's seen from the outside. It's not. It's good enough. That's only true when you're dealing with real walls. When you're dealing with a real wall, you could say alam shavart, even though from my perspective, I'm in the small courtyard, I look out. I don't know what you're talking about. I only see three walls. I don't have a fourth wall. I can carry here. I can take from my house to the courtyard. It's breached. There's only three walls. Alumnus. You can't see. But if you go into the larger courtyard and you look the opposite direction, you would see these little shtiklach, gifufim. Ah, so since if you go there and you can see, it's good for the gadol, it's good for you also. That's true when you're dealing with real physical walls. But here, when you're on a roof, and you're in a helicopter, and you're looking down, you're dealing with lumdisha walls. I don't have real walls. Why is the guy in the big courtyard allowed the big house, the big roof allowed to carry? Where are the walls? It's a joke. Where are the walls? Good asik. This is a 10-story building. Ah, goes to Shemayim, goes all the way up. Here it goes all up, here it goes all the way up. Here there's an opening. Okay, so we have for the larger one, four walls. The smaller one, we have three walls. We don't have a fourth wall. So why don't we say, since this little shtickle here is a wall for the large, it should be considered a wall for the small? You don't say that when you deal with virtual walls. You only say that when you deal with real walls. And therefore, on the roof, there's no hope. And then we learn this side halacha, even the big courtyard can only carry if there are walls that go all the way down. But if the big courtyard is standing on pillars like this, then you're not going to even let the big courtyard. Then you don't have the idea of good. You don't have good asik because you can't see. It's very important. So, and then he concludes one exception. V'hu shiyu. The only exception is pasuach lo miabayis chaloin arba al arba. Now this case, now let me give you one important idea. This halach that I told you, let's go back to the basic principle. Okay, this situation. This is called a karmelis, because it doesn't have walls. It doesn't have real walls. It doesn't have virtual walls. So you can't carry here more than dalet amos. One exception. If I carve out, this case only where it's completely flat. Completely flat. How in the world did you get here? How in the world did you get here? So the answer is, either you're very, very thin, you're extremely slim, and there's a hole that's less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, which, I don't know, it's less than one tile. Okay, less than one tile and less than one square foot, and you're able to squeeze your way up, because an area that's less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim is not called a pesach. So you're able to somehow squeeze your way into a teeny little hole. Or somehow someone dropped you here on the helicopter before Shabbos began. They threw you down from a helicopter onto the surface. Or there's a ladder. Very simple.
Elevated
building is a pesach. That's already 4x4. That's already 4x4. So l'chor, that's already called an opening. Or a symbol, there's a ladder. You live in the house, there's no way to get from the house to the roof, but you can get to the roof from a ladder from the outside. So very good. So you go walk up the ladder, and you find on top of the roof, you find some items, you want to carry them all around the entire roof. No, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to, because this area on top is a karmelis. There are no walls. Good asik? You can't say good asik. How did I get here? Climbed up the ladder. or so, kash, how you got there. But let's say there is an opening, a staircase, an opening, a skylight that's 4 tachim by 4 tachim. It's not very big. Then the entire roof is considered an extension of the Rishus HaYachid. So just like indoors you can carry because it's a Rishus HaYachid, this is called a Choyre Rishus HaYachid, a whole of a Rishus HaYachid. And then you're not limited, you can carry anywhere you want on the entire area, even though you have no walls. Because it's called the Choyre. But here's the Mishnah makes a catch. Just because this is now called the Choyre Rishus HaYachid, there's no limit, you can carry the entire width and length, more than Dalet Amos, only for objects that were resting on the roof before Shabbos began. But you're not allowed to take something from the home up into this area and walk around with it. It's a very big, interesting limitation. If there was no access whatsoever from the bayis, only through a ladder from the outside, then you can't even carry Dalet Amos. Something that's resting on the roof cannot be transferred more than Dalet Amos. But if there is an opening that makes this entire Rishus into the Choyre, an extension of the Rishus HaYachid, only with regard to things that were resting on the roof before Shabbos began. But to take something from down here and bring it up is not mutar. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. To bring kelim on top from the bayis is aser, because you're going now into a new rishus. Now I'm not sure exactly what he's saying. I think what he means to say, since the Chaznish as you can, Chaznish argues. Okay, let's just leave it with that. It's a little bit complicated. I'm not exactly sure what the different case, but the Chaznish seems to say that you can. Not only once you make an opening that's 4x4 lechora in a standalone case. I'm assuming what it means that in a case like this where it's standalone like this. Like this case, just one bias, one roof, and there's an opening, then everyone agrees you can take from the bias upstairs and do whatever you want. Only in a situation where you have, like this, the gadol, with the katan, then you're not allowed. Take from inside, because you have no walls altogether. That's where we're going to be machmir according to the Mishnah Berurah. But in a standalone case like this, if there's a hole that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, the entire thing becomes an extension of what's downstairs, and there's no limitation whatsoever to bring up, to carry from downstairs, upstairs entirely. Only where, in addition to this, it's very long, and then you have a neighbor over here, now you got problems. Because now, everything's working against you. You don't have real walls, because it's suspended on pillars, and it's open to the next person. So there, you'll be able to carry inside, but you're not necessarily going to be able to carry from the bayis into the roof. Okay, we'll stop here. Up to Simon Shin Ayin Hei.